Mitchell, Toronto.
Montreal weekend weather calls for showers today, a mix of cloud and sun and a high of near 20. Cloudy with clear periods tonight, a chance of showers and a low of 11. Tomorrow again, afternoon showers and brisk winds and a high of 18. It's 13 degrees in Montreal at 11:04. I'm Hudson Foga, back with news at noon on AM 600.
So, there you are, stuck in traffic. No one to talk to except the driver of the car beside you. And he doesn't look too friendly. Be part of our Bell Mobility Traffic Connection and be a friend in need. Call in with your traffic information and you'll be helping other drivers like yourself. Thanks to Bell Mobility. Calls are free, so call star 600, CIQC's Bell Mobility Traffic Connection.
Are you remodeling? Are you renovating or possibly moving? It is the season, of course. I'm Lita Polson, and we are broadcasting at Bruy Martineau's Liquidation Center, the location 8485 Longelier, just north of the Metropolitan. We have everything for your home here: accessories, dining room sets, bedrooms, kitchen furniture, electronics, and of course, home appliances. Very important. And maybe you're thinking of changing five or just one appliance. We have the McClary 30-inch range with easy clean oven and big top cooktop for $379. Unbelievable price, too, on the GE Evolution 30-inch range with easy clean oven, lift top plus cooktop, electronic timer, super broil, and extra large oven window, regular price $689, now for $569. Home appliances, you need washers and dryers. We have the McClary washer with four programs, two water levels, three temperature settings, regular $499, now for $379. And also the McClary extra large capacity dry reversible door, three programs, automatic drying, and remember it's extra large for $279. Bowie Matineau's Liquidation Center, 8485 Longelier, north of the Metropolitan.
Ever wonder why men in Paris walk around saying, ooh la la, ooh la la? Ever wonder? Three words, Arc-en-Ciel nail polish. It's true! And from May 7th to 10th at Maxi & Company, bring in an old nail polish bottle and you get a brand new bottle of Arc-en-Ciel nail polish, available in the hottest colors, free. Yes, free! But hurry, they're only available while supplies last. So visit Maxi & Company today. Maxi & Company, where you get the lowest grocery bill and more.
We're talking with Tanya at Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory in Marché de l'Ouest, and I'll bet you've got something special for Mother's Day.
Well, as you know, you can always count on me to have the greatest original ideas. So with Mother's Day coming up, don't worry, come and see me, and whether you go for the traditional box, beautiful flower and cat tins, or a chocolate heart that says, I love you, Mom. Don't forget, we've always got the freshest, tastiest, sugar-free chocolates in town.
Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory in Marché de l'Ouest for handmade chocolates and amazing ice cream.
There's always lots to do Saturday mornings, including enjoying a good breakfast, like the kind you get at Chez Carol, your breakfast home away from home 6 days a week, including Saturday. Chez Carol on Bridge Street in Pointe St. Charles provides great breakfasts, from petit déjeuner for as low as $1.50 to a full breakfast for just $2.95. It's comfortable, it's cozy, it's open Saturday mornings from 5 a.m. to noon, and they're waiting for you. Chez Carol, 321 Bridge Street across from Club Price. Go on, you deserve it. The 21st century has arrived in Quebec at Hair Raisers. And you're not going to believe your eyes. It's a revolution in tanning technology. And it's at 80 Donaghanie in Pointe-Claire. Hair Raisers introduces, straight from Europe's premier tanning salons, the amazing SunSport Sunbed. The SunSport Sunbed at Hair Raisers will give you a tan like you've never seen before in just three sessions. Then go back and use the SunSport Sunbed just once or twice a month. Believe it, the tan you get at Hair Raisers lasts four times longer than a conventional tan. The SunSport Sunbed meets all federal regulations and it's the only high-speed UVA tanning bed in Quebec. Even if you've never been able to tan before, the SunSport Sunbed will give you unbelievable results. Guaranteed. See Hair Raisers in Pointe-Claire at 80 Donaghanie. For more information, call 426-5816. That's 426-5816. Hair Raisers, for all your beauty needs from head to toe. Both ladies and men welcome at Hair Raisers.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, a long-haired young person came into our bank and said to me, I bet you won't lend me money to buy an electric guitar. Well, he was making $100 a week, and he was over 18, and I said, I bet you I will lend you money to buy an electric guitar. And I did. So what happens? The punk gets busted for possession of dangerous drugs and we're out $350. There's one thing about kids nowadays. You don't have to give them credit.
Universal Bank. We trust you. About as far as we can throw you.
CIQC. The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Let's do it.
Trouble. Another holiday.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Travel World with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and the melodious tones of Prosper Band.
Good morning, everyone.
So we're here back on the air. We're talking about New York and New Jersey, two of our favorite destinations. And just before we get to that, Stephen, I want to get something out of the way. I promised the good friends at Adorable Junior Garments that there's a very special birthday to celebrate. Diane Soucy, the receptionist at Adorable Junior Garments, the lovely Diane, is having, I won't say how many, but it is her birthday yesterday. And Marilyn, who is one of the ladies at Adorable, pulled off the most beautiful practical joke I've ever seen. Because as you walk into the building of Adorable, there's this little part that's not visible from the entranceway. And so Marilyn put down a big vase full of flowers and a sign that says, "Take a flower and give it to Diane and wish her a happy birthday."
That will do it every time.
Oh, yeah. So Diane was kind of surprised about that. Anyway, Diane, happy birthday to you. And for those of you who would like to wish Diane a happy birthday, please call Adorable Junior Garments at 336-9171 Monday through Friday and tell Diane happy birthday.
And that you heard it on Travel World on AM 600.
I think I'm going to be dead when I walk in there Monday morning. Oh, my. So what do we got in store for us
today?
Well,
we're going to be talking about New Jersey, first of all. We're waiting for Linda Conlon, the director of tourism for the state, to give us a call. We'll be talking about some of the off-the-beaten-path places that the Garden State has to offer. And then after the 11:30 break, Jerry Wagshall from CBC Edmonton, formerly CBC Montreal, he's safely made the trip out to the Prairie Provinces. And he'll be talking about New York City, one of his favorite places, and a place he has spent a considerable amount of time in.
I love visiting New York City. What a beautiful place to visit. And New Jersey, of course, is great. You know, you travel an hour west and you're in Pennsylvania, the Boconno area is where we like to go.
Oh, yeah,
and
the Poconos Mountains, the romance capital of America, right on the Delaware Water Gap.
And we saw evidence of the Garden State there. You know, flying into Newark, you'd probably figure it was a toxic waste dump capital of America, but no, it's
actually... No, there's
actually
a lot more. I mean, people have gotten down the Garden State Parkway over the years, and that is one of the things that New Jersey wants to overcome. There's a lot more to New Jersey than just what you see maybe passing through the state. If you go through in an hour or two driving through the state, there's a lot of things to see off the beaten path.
Yeah, you want to go off the beaten path. Linda will call Bavak. Linda call, who's Bavak? Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought she had a boyfriend. It was Bavak.
Bavak, you know? Yes.
Sounds like a Croatian name, doesn't it?
Yeah, it would be Croatian, definitely. Linda will call Bavak.
Yes. So, we'll be talking to her about some of the places, because when we... You know, I have people who go down to New Jersey and they're always, you know, just want to go to Atlantic City or they go to Wildwood.
Yes.
But for example, the Shore region, which is just an hour from Newark, Tinton Falls, Monmouth, that area, is where...
Don't you
New
love
Yorkers.
Those names?
Yeah. Monmouth, yes. There's a street in TMR named after that. Bob Gibbons, former business editor of the Montreal Star, used to live there. But that's a long story. But no, there's a lot to see in the state. They're going in for a lot of hiking, golfing. There's great golf courses in New Jersey as well. So that's something to... Not
you know how much we like golf. We're suckers for golf.
Yeah.
Especially after we went to the Poconos. You know, all the golf you can you can play.
Right, and there's what else? There's the historic site of your idol, Thomas Edison.
That's right, Menlo Park, now known as Edison, New Jersey. That is my idol, Thomas Edison.
Oh yeah,
man ahead of his time. Actually, was a man who was courageous enough to actually invent things in the face of all the people going no. Big famous Canadian disease, I suppose.
Right,
it's so easy to shoot things down saying, that's not going to work.
Right, Canadians just want to sit, you know, sometimes sit on the fence and say, oh, no, we'll never fly. But here, Thomas Edison took the leap and...
Oh, and they laughed at him. Oh, ridiculed. Look at it, you know, man successful. So one of those idols of mine, and I'm doing the old mad scientist laboratory thing this weekend myself, trying to complete another one of my own little inventions there. Yeah, so we got a programmer coming in from Quebec City who is going to program Prosper.
Oh, you wonder what his intentions
are. Well, he's not going to program Prosper, but he's going to program...
Oh, no, I got the picture. And also getting down to New Jersey, I don't say that Continental is the best way to get down there because they fly now three times a day from Dorval to Newark. And you can reserve just up to 2 days in advance. Stay two nights, not requiring a Saturday. Fare begins at $249 plus tags. You know, other airlines want to charge $700, $800 when you don't want to stay a Saturday. But Continental is $249 plus tax. So they're the way to go.
That's it. It kind of illustrates the importance of the lowly comma, don't you agree? There was this one telegram that I heard that had come in. And as it was meant to say, it was a woman talking about her disease. She says, not getting any better, supposed to be comma, better come home, or come home right away, or come home quickly. And as it was written, was not getting any, comma, better come home quickly.
Yeah, so it's all where you put the comma, it's how, all how you pronounce the words, all how you enunciate the sentence. So
no commas in Pizza Danini, Steve.
No, it's just two words to remember. 383-6000 is just one number to remember for all.
Two words?
Two words and one number.
Oh, yes.
Just remember the number, and you'll remember the name when they answer the phone. 383-6000, Pizza Danini, 31 locations in Greater Montreal. That great Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company. Real great pizza and a whole lot more. 383-6000.
I feel warm. Want to go to the beach. Lance, roll the break.
Bravo.
Nothing like a little taste of the islands to make you feel warm.
Come on, there's a party tonight.
Real and crucial people. Original King Lover talking on the microphone.
Now, doesn't that make you feel warm?
When me sing.
I wanna have sex on the beach. Come on, move your body. Sex on the beach.
You guys are bad.
For the latest information on what affects your personal finances, listen weekdays to the Business Report on AM 600 and call DPM Financial Planning Group, Canada's mutual fund and RRSP professionals at 630-7500.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford, and I love my computer thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. And when new things come out, they'll upgrade me. Now that's being computer smart. In business for 25 years, you know that their two-year guarantee on everything really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
Ever wonder why men in Paris walk around saying, ooh la la, ooh la la? Ever wonder? Three words, Arc-en-Ciel nail polish. It's true. And from May 7th to 10th at Maxi & Company, bring in an old nail polish bottle and you get a brand new bottle of Arc-en-Ciel nail polish, available in the hottest colors, free. Yes, free. But hurry, they're only available while supplies last. So visit Maxi & Company today. Maxi & Company, where you get the lowest grocery bill and more.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
It's another great shopping day at Cavendish Mall.
Cavendish Mall celebrates 25 years of serving the community. 25 years of shopping comfort, convenience, plus a whole lot of fun for the whole family. Shop Cavendish Mall for their fabulous array of shops and boutiques, great restaurants, state-of-the-art cinemas, and Treasure Island Playground for the kids. Come home to Cavendish Mall.
It's comfort, convenience.
You gotta be there.
Cavendish Mall.
Cavendish at Kildare and Côte Saint-Luc.
Marlon Brando stars in the movie that won 8 Oscars, including Best Picture. The story of a mafia don with strange habits. Marlon Brando is the fairy godfather.
Gino, I'm glad you came to see me on this matter. I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. you and me, alone tonight for a candlelight dinner. Afterwards, a little dancing, maybe a moonlight stroll.
Geez, I don't know, fairy godfather. I'd have to think about that a little bit.
You got nothing to think about. It's all been set up. Meet me here tonight at 8 o'clock and wear something tight.
The fairy godfather. He runs a mob family that specializes in revenge.
Eddie, when I said I wanted head in his bedroom, I meant me, not the horse.
Tonight, don't miss Marlon Brando as the fairy godfather and find out what happens to those who cross him.
Get me Lance the decorator on the phone. He sent over the wrong curtains again, and I'm not happy with the way the couch clashes with the ottoman.
Tonight, don't miss The Fairy Godfather.
Heard the story about Hansel and Bagel going to the market and opening up an oven full of deliciously fresh, absolutely mouth-watering goodies to bewitch even the witch? I'm not confused. I'm telling you about the new arrival at Marché de l'Ouest, Hansel and Bagel. Nice people, a beautiful brick oven turning out all kinds of bagels and things, a place to sit and enjoy a bagel with whatever, a big pretzel or bagel chips. Go and see them. Hansel and Bagel and their own special oven now at Marché de l'Ouest. Deliciously delightful.
This is a great week to shop at the Salvation Army's discount superstores, and Saturday's the best day of all. For that one day, look for the 99-cent white tags on a lot of clothing items. Check the array of furniture, 25 to 50% off. Pick up some books, they start at just 25 cents each. And find all kinds of spring fashions, good ideas for Mother's Day gifts. Shopping the Salvation Army's discount superstores means smart recycling, terrific prices, and incredible values. 8 superstores, remember, including the Chomedy store on Samson and the Brossard store on Teshiro.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
CIQC.
And it's Keep the Faith. Welcome back to Travel World on AM 600 CIQC with Willem Bagus, Stephen Pickard, and Prosper Bannon. And that, of course, is our New Jersey theme
That's
song.
That's our theme song.
Bon Jovi is from New Jersey.
We played it last year when we talked about New Jersey twice.
With good old Sheila Wiley. And just before we get to that, I want to say a quick hello to our internet listeners, because CIQC is interactive and also worldwide, because
yes,
we're broadcasting on Real Audio.
Everywhere in the world.
So my hellos go out to Scarlett, one of our loyal fans out in Bluefield, West Virginia, and as well as my mom. How are you, Mom? Out in Hamilton, the good folks there. And speaking in places like Hamilton, New Jersey.
New Jersey. Linda Conlon is the director of the State Tourism Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Linda?
I'm doing just fine. It's always a great opportunity to reach our friends in Montreal.
Well, that's great. We love having you on the air, Stephen.
Yes, well, it's a lot of fun. New Jersey is one of those states that, you know, has had in the past, let's not beat around the bush, bit of an image problem, but there's so much there that the average listener does not know exists. And perhaps you can introduce us to some of those off-the-beaten-path places that people in Montreal just aren't aware of.
Yes, and in fact, we've always enjoyed so many visitors from Canada, but I dare say, like many of our other visitors, they may not be aware of the wealth of things to see and do in New Jersey. They're aware of our beautiful, gorgeous beaches and the excitement of Atlantic City, which is undergoing a $7 billion new renaissance period, but they may not be aware of some of our undiscovered treasures.
Well, perhaps you could share a few of those with us this morning.
Well, of course, we are home to the largest regional theme park, Six Flags Great Adventure, the largest safari park outside of Africa, and that's very close to the New Jersey shore in Jackson, New Jersey. And this year they'll be inaugurating a new ride called Batman and Robin the Chiller, which is a double roller coaster that reaches speeds of up to 70 miles per hour in under 4 seconds.
Oh my God. Kind of like Air Subaru.
Haven't been on it yet myself, but I understand it is a terrific experience along with other new attractions as well. But we have a lot of treasures like that, historic Cape May, that many of our Canadian friends are perhaps aware of. They may not be aware of that you can actually take an historic train from the city of Cape May, famous for its Victorian architecture, to a place called Cold Spring Village, which is like a living history museum, kind of a way to get back into the 19th century New Jersey. You can take a train from Cape May to Cold Spring Village, right to the Cape May County Park and Zoo, which is an extraordinary zoo, wonderful for families. So that's something new this year, and another one of our undiscovered treasures.
Now, also, there's great walking trails, and you can go canoeing and hiking in New Jersey, and I wouldn't have normally thought of New Jersey as a state to get out and do that sort of thing.
Yes, we have biking trails, hiking trails throughout the state. Our own Governor Christine Whitman, is an avid biker and hiker, so you'll see her very often on the trails. We have some wonderful small towns that have not only beautiful main streets, but wonderful hiking and biking trails in the mountains where there are lakes and streams and rivers in this area called the Skylands of New Jersey, which is the northwestern part of the state, borders the state of Pennsylvania. We also have along the Delaware that separates our two states, the Delaware River, a national park called the Delaware Water Gap National Park. It's the 10th most visited national park in our country, and there you have scenic vistas. You can go canoeing there. You can also go canoeing in the middle of the state. We have 1 million acres of wilderness. Now, I know your listeners may not think that a small state like New Jersey has the largest tract of wilderness east of the Mississippi, smack dab right in the middle of our state. And there you can not only go canoeing and camping, which I know is very popular with many of your listeners, but you can actually explore some very rare animal and plant life because it is recognized as a biosphere, a rare environment by the United Nations, and it is a national preserve. It's called the Pinelands area of New Jersey. So another little gem that your listeners may not know about New Jersey.
Right, they just have to get off the interstate and go exploring. And of course, they also have some great shopping in New Jersey.
Oh, we're known for our shopping. No tax on clothing, on shoes. You have everything from our big outlet stores in Secaucus, New Jersey, which is in the Gateway region, right in the northern part of the state. Six Flags Great Adventure just opened some outlet stores, so while the kids can have some fun at Six Flags, certainly mom and dad can go shopping at these outlet stores right adjacent to Six Flags. Antiquing, if you're interested in small antique stores, we have a number of charming small towns right along the Delaware that I spoke of earlier, and actually throughout New Jersey. So we always say from outlets to antiques, whatever you're looking for, it's there in New Jersey.
And some people, when they go on vacation, they're into the whole cultural scene and theater and dance and art, and New Jersey has that as well.
Oh, we just opened up a magnificent new performing arts center called the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark that is undergoing a fantastic renaissance itself. And while you're there at the Performing Arts Center, you can see the beautiful, small Newark Museum that architecturally is a gem and has some outstanding collections. Actually, the largest collection of Tibetan art, as well as European and American collections as well. We have a beautiful museum along the New Jersey shore in the southern part of New Jersey called the Noyes Museum that has contemporary and wildlife and more art that typifies the seashore, but it's a beautiful museum. We also have the Wheaton Village of American Glass, and New Jersey for years was famous for the making of glass because of the consistency of our sand. And the Wheaton Village, which is in Millville, now that again is less than an hour's drive from the Jersey shore. You can see how glass is made. Youngsters can make their own glass paperweights. And you can learn about the history of glass and see some magnificent international pieces there in the museum. So definitely I would put that on your agenda.
Also, there's great, and the history, the whole historical aspect of New Jersey, Trenton and Morristown. If you're a history buff, particularly the Revolutionary War, New Jersey has that as well.
Well, you know, you hear so very often, I appreciate your mentioning that, other states, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, about the Revolutionary War history, and yet more battles were fought on New Jersey soil than any other state in the Union, over 100 battles. And we do have beautiful towns like Morristown, where Washington's national headquarters during that rugged winter was, and of course the whole battles of Princeton and Trenton, Trenton being our state capital. You can go to the Princeton battlefields, you can go to Trenton and visit the old barracks museum that is just completing a multi-million dollar renovation. It's where the Hessians were encamped. You can see these historic sites. This year, Monmouth, which is very near to Six Flags Great Adventure, will be celebrating its 220th anniversary, that is, of the Battle of Monmouth, and that's at the end of June. So that's an outstanding event for people to put on their calendar.
Well, that's certainly a lot of great things going on this summer in New Jersey, and I want to invite our listeners to give the New Jersey Tourism Bureau a call, toll-free 1-800-JERSEY-7. They can get a complete guide, New Jersey 1998 travel guide can be sent to them, and they can start planning to sort of get off the interstate and see some of those other hidden attractions that there are to see and explore in New Jersey. Well, thank you, Linda Conlon, Director of the New Jersey Tourism Bureau, for joining us this morning for short time, 10 minutes or so, and sharing with those insights with us. Much appreciated.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted that I had this opportunity, and I welcome everyone to come to New Jersey, get their free information, and I appreciate this opportunity to talk to your listeners.
Thank you.
Thanks, Linda. Thanks for joining us on the air this fine Saturday morning here in Montreal.
Thank you.
So
I tell everyone, the New Jersey you si bien ensemble.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Very nice. You know, that's Linda's endearing herself to Montreal, just like one of our friends, Melissa Etheridge, friend of the show, and we got a clip from her coming up following the break. And one thing they don't have in New Jersey, which we got plenty of in Montreal, is great pizza.
Yeah, Pizza Donini, 383-6000. It's that real great Montreal-style pizza. Just one number to remember, 383-6000 will be at your door in 30 minutes or less. Call now. You'll have it by noontime. Real great pizza and a whole lot more. 383-6000 Pizza Donini.
Lance, roll the break.
Is this a perfect day to do some shopping or what? I'm Lita Poulsen.
To 10th at Maxi and Company, bring in an old nail polish bottle and you get a brand new bottle of Archon Seal nail polish, available in the hottest colors, free. Yes, free. But hurry, they're only available while supplies last. So visit Maxi and Company today. Maxi and Company, where you get the lowest grocery bill and more.
Okay, 7.
Therapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. LexoCore 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at LexoCore today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with LexoCore 374-8181.
Most people have a physical every year, but when was the last time you had a financial physical? If you have an investment or RRSP portfolio, make sure you know all the facts about your investments. One way to do that is to listen to The Money Show, Sundays from 5 to 6 with Babas Kratopoulos on AM 600. Another way to get the best investment advice is to order the free special reports from Investors Group. Learn all you need to know about RRSPs and tax planning. Call 1-888-829-2725. That's 1-888-829-2725.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Fabric Thing.
Fabricville really sails into the competition with their brand new Sail Into Summer event. Many of Fabricville's new spring and summer fabrics have been further reduced to one half off and more. Fabricville has a large choice of window decor, upholstery, even patio furniture fabrics at up to 60% off. Fabricville's half-off Sail Into Summer is taking the wind out of the competition sails. The 21st century has arrived in Quebec at Hair Raisers. And you're not going to believe your eyes. It's a revolution in tanning technology. And it's at 80 Donaghanie in Pointe-Claire. Hair Raisers introduces, straight from Europe's premier tanning salons, the amazing SunSport Sunbed. The SunSport Sunbed at Hair Raisers will give you a tan like you've never seen before in just 3 sessions. Then go back and use the SunSport Sunbed just once or twice a month. Believe it, the tan you get at Hair Raisers lasts 4 times longer than a conventional tan. The SunSport Sunbed meets all federal regulations, and it's the only high-speed UVA tanning bed in Quebec. Even if you've never been able to tan before, the SunSport Sunbed will give you unbelievable results. Guaranteed. See Hair Raisers in Pointe-Claire at 80 Donaghanie. For more information, call 426-5816. That's 426-5816. Hair Raisers, for all your beauty needs from head to toe. Both ladies and men welcome at Hair Raisers.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
All you need, dry cleaning alterations, is available to you 7 days a week from 5 a.m. daily. At Qualibrite, they have tailors on the premises. For dry cleaning, head for the corner of Sherbrooke and Girouard. Call 488-5644. Qualibrite, the convenient dry cleaner.
While vacationing in Mexico, an American tourist runs out of gas. At the same instant, hundreds of miles away, his twin brother experiences gas after eating Mexican food. It's dismissed as coincidence. A man boards a plane at Kennedy Airport in New York. At the same moment in Massachusetts, Senator Ted Kennedy planes aboard in his workshop.
That looks flush now.
It's written off as chance. Lifetime Books presents an incredible new 50-volume set.
Totally unrelated events of no consequence.
Yes, for just $19.95, we'll send you Volume 1 absolutely free. Inspect it, look it over. You may even want to read it. And if you're not completely satisfied in 30 days, we'll send you Volume 2. And you'll continue to receive a new volume each month for the rest of your lifetime.
No, not again.
A man cancels his contract with Lifetime Books, and yet 5 years later, he's still receiving volumes from the Civil War series. Just a coincidence? You be the judge.
Lifetime Books, third-class books at first-class prices.
So, there you are. Stuck in traffic. No one to talk to except the driver of the car beside you. And he doesn't look too friendly. Be part of our Bell Mobility Traffic Connection and be a friend in need. Call in with your traffic information and you'll be helping other drivers like yourself. Thanks to Bell Mobility. Calls are free. So call star 600 CIQC's Bell Mobility Traffic Connection.
Chad the engineer.
Oh, hi, Chad. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have a place that's great. I know just where to take you.
CIQC.
Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that
we cut the next break side.
Well, we're on the air. How about that?
Yeah, wake me up, please.
Oh, dear me. Oh, well, at long last, we're back. And welcome back to Travel World with Willem and Stephen and Prosper, the Melodious Tones. And, of course, that was a little clip about wanting Chad, the engineer who was with Key Motorsports doing some racing today. So, Chad, we wish you all the best of luck. That was Maria Miles, of course, who took quite a shine to Chad.
Oh, yes, she wants him to visit her and be her personal guest this year down in Salisbury Beach, Massachusetts.
Well, definitely. And, of course, Chad did win the number one massage in Montreal. And
yes, last week's edition of the Mirror, so can't beat that.
Well, CIQC won a lot of great awards and stuff like that. What was that? Chad? Yeah,
yes,
it was him.
That was him.
Yeah, it was
the
him.
One and only. the one and only Chad Kennemy. How many more are there in town?
We love Chad. He's a great part of the show. And we have online with us Jerry Wagshell from CBC in Edmonton. Jerry, how are you, man?
All right. How are you guys doing?
Having a great Saturday here.
Nice to be on the show and to be talking to Montreal again.
Oh, it's great to have you back.
Thanks.
So, Jerry, you were telling us about New York City, one of our favorite places to visit.
Yeah, of course, New York is one of the most awesome places on the planet. There's a lot of hype about it, and I think one of the things that I want to talk about today on the program is that people got this idea when they go to New York that they've got to go to Times Square, that it's sort of like that's their focus. You know, they have all these bus tours and packages and things with a bus that takes you to Times Square, and you get a hotel, and you sort of stay there, and that's what you do. And Times Square is a great place. I mean, it's got these huge billboards and electronic signs, and all the in all the movies you'll see it. You know, it's the great shots of these billboards and skyscrapers, but in small doses. And what I want to talk about is that there's a lot of other things that you can do in New York besides going there and staying there. And in fact, a lot of the deals around the city are in other parts of the city that are actually a lot nicer, and the prices are actually lower than going down there. But first of all, to get there, a lot of people do different ways to get to New York. But one of the ways to go is that you can take a train. Amtrak is going there practically every day. There is one train a day. There used to be a train at night, but that's been disconnected. But there is a train now that leaves in the day. It leaves. I'm just checking here.
Yeah,
it leaves in the morning around 10 o'clock.
Yeah, around 10 a.m. and you have a beautiful ride down the Hudson River Valley.
That's it. And I think you get there. I'm just checking here again. You get there at around 7:30 or something like that in the evening, so it's not bad. The whole thing takes about 10 hours, and it's similarly on the way back. It's 9:50 on the way back when you leave, and during the week it's 9:50 and you get back to Montreal like about 10 hours later. Yeah, it's a very nice trip, and it's a very nice view and stuff, and it gives you a chance to, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I find I never have a chance to read books or, you know, do stuff that could, you know, affect my brain.
Right, well, that's the great thing about taking the train. I mean, just, you know, look out the window, have a nap, read a book, just relax. Begin
exactly.
Your vacation early.
So once you've got down there by train or whatever way you're going to go, like I say, the Times Square, if you want to go to Times Square, get that out of the way first. One of the things you can do there is the theater district there is just, you know, unbelievably good.
We love the theater.
The theater is great. I mean, in Montreal, we've got, you know, in English theater, we got, like, what, you guys have about five or six different plays running. I mean, it's the same thing here in Edmonton now, about that many. But in New York, at any given time, there's probably about, I don't know, maybe like 70 or 80 different shows happening, maybe more at the same time. At least 20 of those are serious, like, productions with, like, mainstream actors and very recognized actors and actresses in the shows. And one of the things that you can do to get cheap tickets is to get, and I'm sure you guys have done this, is to go to TTPS on 46th Street and just line up 46th and Broadway. Just line up there, and if you go there on the night of the show, the same day, they have certain hours, a couple of hours before the show, you can get your tickets for about 30 or 35% off.
That's what we like to call Broadway My Way.
Right.
Named after our very good friend, Jay Rubenstein. And if you're listening, Jay, we wish you a good day today.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And, of course, you ever wonder whether the Hudson River Valley is named after our very own Hudson Foga?
That was one of Life's Little Mysteries.
And Life's Little Mysteries. Good old Hudson. Well, they would be serving complimentary pierogies on the train, we hope. Hudson is an avid cook. It's one of his favorite dishes.
I was missing those complimentary pierogies. I wish they had them on the Amtrak.
I know, huh?
That
So tell us, you were telling us, okay, we avoid Times Square. That's okay. I mean, you've been there once. They took away all the attractive women, which is unfortunate. So they got to go elsewhere looking for that. So
I just think that in terms of, you know, like, it seems that people get fixated and think to one day want to really stay there. So there's a lot of other stuff to do. One of the places that I would recommend, I think the Upper West Side is a great place to stay.
Yes, we stayed there on our last trip. Yes.
You guys stay there, right?
Yeah, we were at the Hotel Lucerne, and I mean, that's a great place to stay. Very reasonable rates. I mean, corporate rate between $125 and $175 for like a mini suite. And I mean, downtown Times Square, you're going to be $225, $250 minimum corporate. So Upper West Side, and you get that residential neighborhood feel to it.
Right, right. And what is it? And you hear people say, like, oh, I can't handle New York. It's too big. It's too dirty. It's too noisy. Well, the way to deal with New York is to break it down into neighborhoods. You know, you don't look at it like one big, massive, you know, model, you know, huge thing. You say, okay, well, the Upper West, if you go to the Upper West Side, it doesn't seem too crazy. It seems kind of subdued. People are walking their dogs. They're running in the park. They're, you know, there's terraces on the street. They're doing stuff. So there's a lot of stuff to do out there. There's good restaurants. There's good bars. The hotels are reasonable, and they're not as dirty as the ones that are down in
No, they've recently renovated. For example, the Hotel Lucerne, it's all recently renovated. It's beautiful. It's spotless. And talking about the restaurants, we went to Main Street, which was just a few blocks away from the Hotel Lucerne. And, I mean, mega portions, great turkey dinner. There was, for breakfast, Barney Greengrass, or, you know, an institution in New York City, a traditional New York-style delicatessen, great breakfast. I mean, a lot of places where New Yorkers themselves would go out and eat, not just catering to the tourist crowd.
Right.
Right, sort of limp, almost like, you know, what you'd find in the frozen food section, yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, these are kind of important things. You can get all kinds of stuff at this place, especially really good bagels and really good stuff to put on it. One of the things that it's an interesting thing to bring up is that there's a Barnes & Noble that's on 82nd Street and Broadway. Now, why did I bring up a bookstore? Well, this bookstore was in New York, I think, I was quite sure it was in New York Magazine once at the time that I was there, and it was mentioned because it was one of the biggest, supposedly one of the biggest
Well, I guess we can try our luck on our next trip. We'll send Prosper there, and he can try his luck.
Well, thank you.
You have to look like you're interested in reading a book or something.
Better ladies man than Prosper. Boy, ladies, if you like Fabio, you'll love Prosper.
Oh, God.
This is a man who and I have witnessed it with my own eyes. I mean, he's got to beat the women off with a stick. They're clawing and grabbing at him.
Oh, please.
Yes, but...
he is a very handsome man. I mean, I don't look at guys, but I know that Prosper, among men... he's got to be one of the best-looking guys.
Thank you.
So, anyway...
Jerry, hold the line. We'll hold that thought. We have a few more commercials to get out of the way. And
we want to talk about pizza.
We tried
to pare down the break as much as possible. That was an awfully long break the last time, so...
So, we'll try to make it short. Pizza Donini, 383-6000. One number to remember, 30 minutes or less for real great Montreal-style pizza. 383-6000, Pizza Donini.
Last roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Go choose some wafer blade.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Kinda look like a couple of red lobsters.
CIQC Montreal.
We are broadcasting from Rue Martineau's Liquidation Center. I'm Lita Polson. We are at 8485 Langelier, north of the Metropolitan. Maybe you're driving around and you're thinking, geez, I'm going to get my mom something. We've got something for her here, the Danby 4-in-1 7500 BTU air conditioner. Keep her nice and cool this summer. 52-point, 24-hour dehumidifier, 1,000 to 1,500 watt, three speeds. The regular price for this air conditioner is $7.99. We have it for $6.99. Big promotion going on this weekend. Also, the Toshiba TV, great for her 13-inch color TV with the remote control. Regular price $2.39, now only $1.99. And people are dropping by and checking out the camcorder starting at $2.99. They have a great selection here. Drop by and check everything out and see end-of-line models at big discounts, from furniture to home appliances to electronics. Drop by Boy Matsuno's Liquidation Center. We're open till 5 o'clock at 8485 Langelier, north of the Metropolitan.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Ever wonder why men in Paris walk around saying, ooh la la, ooh la la? Ever wonder? Three words, Arc-en-Ciel nail polish. It's true. And from May 7th to 10th at Maxi & Company, bring in an old nail polish bottle and you get a brand new bottle of Arc-en-Ciel nail polish, available in the hottest colors, free. Yes, free. But hurry, they're only available while supplies last. So visit Maxi & Company today. Maxi & Company, where you get the lowest grocery bill and more.
When the family pet needs medical attention, minor or major, the Côte Saint-Luc Animal Hospital is there to serve. Has been for more than 20 years. A caring staff, including four doctors, provide full medical, surgical, and radiographic service. They'll give you advice on the phone or an appointment during office hours, Monday to Friday, 10 to 8, Saturday, 10 to 4. As well, they offer 24-hour emergency service. Call 489-6845. The Côte Saint-Luc Animal Hospital is conveniently located at 5330 Patricia, south of Côte Saint-Luc, east of Westminster.
A dinner cruise aboard Le Bateau Mouche, our Paris-style riverboat. 3.5 hours cruising to St. Lawrence with a gourmet dinner prepared by the Queen Elizabeth Hotel and the romance of live Parisian songs. A dinner cruise aboard Le Bateau Mouche, a little touch of Paris right here in the old port of Montreal. 849-9952.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Working for the weekend. Segment 3 theme song, back here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, and Prosper Bannon.
Having a great time. Jerry Wagshall on the line talking to us about one of our great places to get away for a weekend, New York City.
We love going to New York City. Last time we went to the Manhattan Chili Company and had ourselves some great chili. We also went down to the Park Avenue Cafe where they had the, he was voted number one pastry chef in all of the United States, and he made these concoctions out of chocolate, like a cube with a chocolate mousse inside.
Lunchtime coming up.
Awesome. New York City, one of our favorite places. Jerry, tell us a bit more.
I'm going to mention to you guys another thing, of course, that's on the Upper West Side is Central Park. And, you know, Central Park is one of the most beautiful parks in the world. It sort of separates the city between east and west, and it runs from, like, in the 50s all the way up to Harlem on the east side and on the west side. And, you know, people are doing all kinds of stuff over there. I mean, you can sort of compare it to, I guess, Mount Royal in Montreal, but there's something about the park that it gets closed off to traffic, which is actually quite a nice thing at certain parts during the day. So you can see people running, you can see people rollerblading. They're doing, I mean, I think the thing in New York is the basic ethos there is, you know, work really hard, really, really hard. I mean, in terms of, I mean, I'm talking about, like, working, you know, 16 hours a day. And then on the weekends, really play. Sort of what they're doing over there. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there was actually a person who let free all these guinea pigs in Central Park.
Guinea pigs?
Mad Pig Man. You guys heard about that?
No,
no way. In the New York Post, actually, that said Pig Man on the Loose.
Pig Man on the Loose?
And, Pig on the Loose, or Pig Man, Mad Pig Man strikes again. And he let go these, like, 83 guinea pigs, or more than 83 guinea pigs in the park, and all New Yorkers were, like, up in arms about it. They charged this guy with all kinds of accounts of animal abuse. I think he charge of products there is quite a serious guy. But just to give an example of the way New Yorkers can be a bit different and a bit wacky and yet serious at the same time, somebody tied up their bicycle in Central Park with a chain. So the price for that was the parks commissioner, you know, found out who it was or whatever, and the guy was forced to kiss a tree. This is a true story.
Jeez,
one of those interesting, only in New York type stories.
Exactly. That's only a New York type story. But anyway, in terms of doing stuff, I guess I would say Central Park, you know, there's Soho, there's all kinds of stuff. Just to mention to you again, because to get there again, the trains are leaving, just to get it right now, the trains are leaving in the morning at 9:50 a.m. during the weekend, and they arrive at 7. They leave at 9:50 in the morning. They leave at 10:30 in the morning and they arrive at 8:05 at night. That's right. They leave at 10:30 and they come back at 9:50 in the morning. So it's around 10 hours again. And the number to phone to deal with that is 1-800-USA-RAIL, which is Amtrak. Of course, another thing to do in New York City is all the art. I mean, there's all the art and the culture. There's the Museum of Modern Art. There's tons of galleries on, like, 57th Street and in Soho. There's, like, the Whitney Museum of Contemporary Art. I mean, there's art for basically everybody. You know, whatever kind of art you like. If you like, you know, ancient art, you can go to the Metropolitan Museum and you can see unbelievable stuff like tombs and all kinds of artifacts. Or if you like modern art, which I like prefer, there's all kinds of modern art stuff to do, especially over at the Museum of Modern Art and some of the galleries and stuff. And just to lastly, a nice, fun place to go if you want to go, you know, hang around in different areas. The Angelica Movie House, which is a very cool thing to do. It sounds like, why would I want to go to a movie house when I'm in New York City? But they've got all these indie movies that are running, the independent films that are running, and there's like about 8 of them running at the same time. You can go in there, like have a coffee, have a cake. That's around Houston Street, near Lafayette and Soho. And if you're around there at the same time, there's a very cool little place called the Temple Bar, which has a very nice subdued lighting inside, and you can go inside. And I used to go there quite frequently. You can go in there and have a drink. There's like lights that were put on the walls from like a sunken ship that they took off, and it's all done in mahogany. It's quite nice. So, obviously, I missed the place. I can't wait to be back there as soon as I can get there. And supposedly, most of those guinea pigs have been caught.
Well, so we can feel safe when we go walking through the park. We don't have to get bitten by a guinea pig. So
I figured all the guinea pigs would have been, unknowing Montrealers being let loose in Central Park, and then they just time how long they last before they get mugged.
Yeah, go for a walk in the middle of night. Yes, go for a walk in the middle of the night in Central Park.
Susan.
Yes, we've heard that one before.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for coming on the show with us today, and we'd love to have you back at any time.
Thanks a lot, guys. I miss it there.
Oh yes, we always miss Montreal when we go away. Jerry, thanks a lot, eh?
Thank you a lot, Jerry. Bye.
Well, we come to the Prosper Bannon segment of the show, and we showcase more of what Prosper's playing. He's playing one of our favorite ditties here from Metallica, something called My Best Friend Just Died and It Doesn't Matter. Or was it Nothing Else Matters?
Nothing Else Matters.
Something like that.
Nothing Else Matters. Well, I guess that's the whole theme of it. Nothing else matters whether you think of the words or not.
Love that. Prosper, you play also from Yngwie Malmsteen is one of your guitar idols, isn't he?
Yes, he definitely is, but that's a lot of electric.
It's a lot of electric?
Kind of hard to reproduce on an acoustic. I'll have to bring my electric back in and show you
the
a few
Prosper
parts.
Caster. He also builds guitars.
That's a great guitar, yes.
Prosper's a man of many talents. And of course, great friend of the show. We're glad to have you on board with us.
Thank you.
What a superb guitarist. We always love to hear from this guy. So, and Jerry also highlighted something that we like, you know. No matter when we travel, we always love to come back home. I mean, Montreal is our home.
Montreal is our home, but we like to, visit places, but we also like to come home and explore our own city.
We did a great expose on New York. I mean, this is, the fourth or fifth show that we've done on New York City.
Yes.
I mean, what Jerry was talking about is by no means an authoritative or complete comprehensive guide to New York. I mean, you have to cover it over, show after show after show. You can do, just an entire show just on New York.
Just on New York. So I know Amanda Ober is going to talk sometime next month about some of her picks in New York. She likes to go there about every month, flies up there on AirTran out of Orlando, and that's an airline that we can talk about as well because it's the old Value Jet. So
Yeah. Don't forget not to visit Value Jet State Park in Florida.
Yes.
Oh, my.
That's a whole other experience, mm-hmm. too. But apparently they've turned themselves around, and AirTran is a nice little airline to fly these days. So we'll learn more from Amanda next month.
You know, when you're driving back to New York, when you drive down to New York, if you do take the car, you going through New Jersey is the quickest route. And one of the things that I noticed most remarkably about the place is you're going down the highway, and then there's residential streets right off the
highway.
Right
off the highway. You know? That's why they say, which exit do you live off of? So that's part of New Jersey lore. But next week, we'll both be out of the studio. Prosper Bannon will be holding down the fort here at Gordon Avenue. Willem will be in Hamilton. I'll be in Toronto, mm-hmm. Discussing the Toronto Theatre Weekend, Mervish Entertainment. And we'll have on the line as well former CFCF 12 executive producer Gary Kanofsky. He's lived in Southern California for many years, working for NBC, KNBC out there, and Channel 4. So he has some picks, again, off the beaten path, living California the way California is meant to be lived by the locals, not by the tourists. So that's next week, 11 a.m. to noon, right here on Travel World on AM 600 CIQC. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Bagus.
And I'm Prosper Bannon.
I'm Stephen Pickford. Until next week, happy traveling, everyone.
It's your turn to discuss the issues. Viewpoint, weekday mornings between 10 and noon, here on AM 600, Montreal's interactive information station.